When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
At that stage in the Scottish education system, you could get out of school at about 15, couldn't you?
Yeah. I have a birthday right at the turn of New Year on 30th of December, so I'm in between that awkward time. But anyway, the Celtic players used to come in and get some citrons and things, and then eventually I trained two nights a week. And then eventually I was asked within 4 months by Billy McNeil, who was just taken over from Jock, to come in and do a two-week trial. So Eddie Coakley, my boss, had said, get in there.
Yeah.
We'll give you the 2 weeks off, on you go. So on the second day I was there, Danny McGrain came in, and I was like a bit shaky with Danny.
Understandably.
And he says, where do you come from? I says, oh, Maryhill Barracks. He said, I pass by there every morning. How do you get in? And I said, oh, I get the bus, I get the 61, and then I get, and I walk around the back, I can jump off, get the 64. He said, well, if I'm going by at such and such, is that too late for you to come in? Now, I later joined the ground staff, but I wasn't on the ground staff for that 2 weeks, although I did a little bit of work after training. So Danny used to bring me in, which I remember waiting, thinking, he'll forget that I'm here. I'm sitting outside this wee pub called The Politician, which is right obviously at the barracks entrance. And all my mates are going by and they're, you know, all right, wee man, what are you waiting on? I'm like,
how'd you say it?
Danny McGrain. What? And sure enough, Danny turns up.
Fantastic.
In you come, and he picked me up every day I was there. So ever since that, Danny always picked me up. And then there was one time Danny took me back to his house with a bit of lunch, and he showed me some footage of Dalglish and him. Oh, I just thought it was the most brilliantest thing. I remember sitting there at night trying to work out, why did he show me that? There must be a reason he showed me that. So I don't like keeping too many things in. I like to get it out. So I asked him the next day, why the hell did you show me that? And he says, because I think you're ready for it. Now, I didn't know later on, but David Proven, my great pilot's guy, later tells me that when Celtic were struggling, getting bad results, and I was in the reserve team, they were having team meetings and Billy McNeil was saying to George McCluskey in front of me, it's not good enough. And he would say to Danny, his team captain, what have you got to say? He said, the solution is next door. He's staring you in the face. Whoa. And I don't know why you don't get him in. And I wasn't aware of this, but this went on for, by all accounts, 4 or 5 months. So Danny became my kind of guru. And whenever I had anything to ask, he was protocol.
Full of experience, level-headed, Celtic tunes through, and unbeknownst to you, saying to the manager, a legend himself.
Yeah. How the hell he never left Celtic, because everybody wanted him.
Yeah.
Diabetes, fractured skull,
yeah.
Broken shin. I watched him coming back from the broken ankle and played Rangers reserves. John McDonald's an up-and-coming star at Rangers, and they beat us 7-1. Me and my boys in the ground staff, we were all Danny McGrain fanatics. I mean, the palms of our hands were all sweating, worrying about him. And within 3 months, he was back in the team, back to his brilliant best. He was the most remarkable individual.
Have I described it correctly? Because I'm describing my growing up memories of him, that it was about his tackling, his judgment, his reading of situations. It felt to me, you know, principally I admired him more for Scotland than for Celtic, but it felt like he was one of these defenders who could change the tone or tempo of a game, because he'd break up what seemed to be floods of attacks, take it, give it to somebody, and suddenly, you know, a 10-second gap might become a 30-second gap when you're on the attack, and if you were being flooded before, then it stopped. He seemed to be an enormous football man beyond... He wouldn't even classify him as a fullback. No. He seemed to be more to him
He was far more than that. He was very much an all-rounder. Even when he got older, he eventually had Davy Proben, who was a great working winger. Great crosser the ball, Davy. Supplied a lot of goals for me. But Davy all liked to do his shift coming back. And it was quite unusual to get that. Mm-hmm. Everybody else was flicks.
I do the clever things.
Yeah, and one-twos. And, yeah. But Davy did the other side, the hard yards, as we called it. So he was brilliant for Danny and that, but they two never really always go in. They would fall out all the time. Danny would say, yeah, you've done really well, but he'd fall out with you just as quick. So, you know, it was a reality of standard of where he played. And at Scotland, at one stage, he was the best left-back we had. And every other right-back only got in because he could play left-back. So he was the most amazing character, Danny. And to still be floating about, for me, is something to achieve. But I just find that there's certain glories. You know, like we all want to meet heroes. I remember listening to Ken Gloosh's first ever voice interview. I thought, that doesn't sound like my hero. It just sounded weird. Lots of big name people that I've met in my life. John McEnroe, who I loved as a sportsman. But standing up in those, and then you meet really greats, the Beckenbars and all these type of people. Cruyffs. But Danny McGrain is right up there with anybody I've ever met.